Yes, we're continuing with the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. It is time now to head up to the Big Ten Conference. We want to visit with Husker great, that of course is Jason Peter, and recap and preview the weekend games in college football. Of course, Jason Peter is joining us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. How are you, Jason P?
I'm good. How are you? Staying away from old Ebola down there in Texas?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a Catholic girl, but I am doing some Hail Marys, extra prayer. But it's a big weekend for the Campbell family. Of course, Steven's turning 13, so
yeah,
it's a lot of
teenager
fun. It's so true. It just goes so quick. But what's been going quick is the college football season, already 7 weeks in, and we're at the midpoint. So who knew, Jason, at the start of the 2014 season that two of the best teams, they would reside in the state of Mississippi? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think anybody knew that you'd have both of them sitting in the top five of college football. Now, I think if you had to, I guess, say which, you know, if you had to pick one as being the bigger surprise over the other, I would think that Mississippi State would be the bigger surprise, just
yes,
because you've had the recruiting classes that Hugh Freeze has been pulling in over the last 3-4 years down at Ole Miss, and everybody kind of was waiting. You know, last year their defense played pretty well. You know, they were up and down on offense, but so I think people were kind of hoping or expecting this to happen with Ole Miss, but Mississippi State, that's a different story. And you can make the argument that, you know, they look better than Ole Miss. Obviously, there's still a lot of football to be played, and they're going to play each other. But I'll tell you, the people in Mississippi, they probably never envisioned this, but I'm sure they're not complaining about it.
Oh, that's right. Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. He is joining us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line. You know, we talk about Mississippi State and just all the euphoria that's going on in that state right now, but what about even Kentucky? I mean, second-year head coach Mark Stoops, I mean, 5-1. This is the eighth time in the program history. That's been a real surprise. I mean, they're one of the surprise stories across the country.
They are. You know, obviously, you mentioned the last name, Stoops, and that family. They are they're one of the few, I think, that fall under the you know, first families of college football.
Right.
But he's done a tremendous job. Now, I don't know how excited the SEC is about Kentucky being 5-1, and you know, you have some of your flagship programs that maybe don't look as strong as they have in the past, a la Alabama and you know, Florida and LSU and schools like that. And now you have kind of these schools who normally were at the bottom, you know, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Kentucky. You have them now kind of putting the squeeze on some of these other, you know, schools. And you know, there's obviously so many angles that people from the SEC can take it, or you know, they can kind of shove it down the national media's throats as, well, we're just, you know, that good from top to bottom. Well, are you? I mean, I don't know if you have a team like, you know, Alabama was a few years ago, where it didn't matter who you put on the other side of the field, they were just going to annihilate them. I think this is a year where there's not just, you know, two or three great football teams. I think there's a good chance you'll end with a national champion that has a loss, at least one loss, I think. You know, certainly there's going to be one of those Mississippi teams that's going to have a loss. You know, Alabama, can they make it through all the way? I don't know. But, yeah, the bottom of the SEC is seems to be rising, or, you know, maybe it's the top that's just falling a little bit.
Well, Alabama, you know, you mentioned them. They had that one-point win last Saturday against Arkansas. It just seems like we're trending more and seeing, Jason, just more parity across the board in college football.
You know, that word has been around now for seems like the last 5-6 years, and I have a hard time buying into that. I mean, it's not the NFL, right? It's not like there's a salary cap and everybody has to kind of find these players. Yes, you have a certain amount of scholarships that you're allowed to give, but there's also, you know, tradition that a lot of schools can offer. There's also facilities that a lot of schools can offer. And, you know, whether it's a true testament to, you know, the level of football being played from school to school, I don't know. I just always think, you know, Alabama, if they're committed to football the way that I think people expect them to be, then they should always be a better football team than Kentucky. You know, no matter what Stoops is doing there, it's Kentucky. They're a basketball school. They're not committed to football as much as, say, Alabama is, you know, to football. And, you know, you just, when kids push come to shove and they're making their selection as to where they're going to go, you know, 9 out of 10 times, kids are going to choose Alabama if they have Alabama or Kentucky on the table. Now, I think you could say a lot of it has to do with coaching as to, you know, maybe why some of these teams are you know, catching up to the flagship programs, because, you know, some of the things that these coaches are doing and be able to utilize all the talent that they have. But does that necessarily mean, you know, that there's parity in college? I don't know. I mean, there's so many ways, I guess, you can look at it. I just have a hard time. Like, I've always felt Nebraska, when Nebraska lines up and they play in Indiana or in Northwestern like they have this weekend,
oh, yeah,
they should always win that football game. Why? I mean, you're talking about, like, for example, Northwestern. You have kids there that they're playing football for the most part as just kind of this extracurricular activity until they go off and you know, become doctors or lawyers or whatever they're doing. I mean, I don't think when kids are coming out of high school, going to college, and they say, I'm going to go to Northwestern, they're not necessarily the same kids that are thinking, this is just, you know, the stepping stone for me to get to the NFL. If the NFL happens, you know, coming out of Northwestern, then that's great. That's an added bonus. They're not thinking that. You know, the players that Nebraska is recruiting, those are kids that, you know, want to get to the NFL. Those are kids that necessarily maybe aren't picking school based on, you know, academics first and then football. So, you know, I always think that there are kind of the haves and the have-nots, and, you know, the parity thing, it's I don't know, I have a tough time getting on that bus.
Our very own Jason Peter is joining us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. We got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back and rejoin with the Husker great, Jason Peter.